I knew when I walked in this morning and I saw you that I have a connection on some level with you.
Grid level.
Exactly.
Core level.
Very basic.
Source level.
Exactly. Yes. That is the exact word. What message do you have for me? It's been extremely strong through the entire seminar.
Don't make a big deal out of it.
Very good. It has just been joyful, fun.
Playful.
And
easy. Easy.
Helping me.
Easy.
Easy. Very easy. Helping me establish my alignment in a new and different way that is stronger than it has been in the past.
You know, one of the primary things that we're enjoying about this conversation that we're having today, and if you think about it, as you listen back or as you think back about it, it's the fewer words focused upon more on emotion and feeling. It's like going back to the powerful basis of that which you are. And that's why, as we've listened to almost all of you, and even as the words are flowing through Esther, in other words, we can get a real rampage going. We can start at a basic place. We'll demonstrate that for you here in a minute, where you start out emotionally, and then the grid fills in, and the grid fills in, and the grid fills in, and the grid fills in. And some of you have really fast-moving lives going on, but you're in the fastness of them, you're not really enjoying them. Because unless you're up to speed with the fastness of your life, it's not pleasurable. It feels like it requires effort, and you feel exhausted at the end of your days and sort of frenzied. So to start at this base place and then grow with it in terms of your ability to focus so that you're up to speed with the energy as it flows, then as it flows, you keep up with it. It's like the analogy that we've offered for many years, that the airplane is flying very high and very fast. And when you look out the window, everything looks very calm. But if you put that same airplane on the ground at that same speed, it would not feel calm because the resistance that is introduced would make it feel more uncomfortable to you. And so there's what we think you were feeling, and what you're getting at is that you're recognizing that there is something at the basis of that which you are that is powerful and important that will lead to more of the details that matter to you. But if you reach for the details before you find the basic alignment, then the details overwhelm you, or the details confuse you, or you spend your time trying to sort out the rightness or the wrongness of the details. That's what's happening with most of the world today. Instead of starting from a central place and enjoying their conscious awareness of what they're attracting, instead, they are creating by default, they are observing what they're attracting, and then they spend lives, there are all kinds of programs that are written in order to try to sort it out, as you try to sort out the rightness or the wrongness of this behavior, or of this way of thinking, or of this philosophy, even of this way of eating, or that way of moving. And so everything becomes so much simpler for you when you realize that life has caused you to ask for the specifics. They're all swirling in your vortex. And as you do this basic core work and the vortex begins filling in incrementally with the right thing at the right time and the right impulse at the right moment and the right conversation, then as you move through life, you begin to develop this sense of invincibility, and it becomes a dance. It becomes that joyful journey that you're all looking for. It becomes the journey that is joyful rather than the destination that you're looking for, because you've already accomplished what you're looking for in the way that you feel. Every journey you think you want to take, the destination you're looking for is to feel really good when you get there. When you start by practicing the feeling, which is the reason behind everything that you want, and you accomplish that, then you're up to speed with life as it comes. And then you're bright and beautiful and tuned in, tapped in, turned on in every moment, then everyone with whom you interact receives that upliftment that you can give only when you're tuned into that. Then the right words come out of you at the right moment, and you realize that it's not a matter of fixing anything or even straightening anything out. It's not a matter even of convincing anybody that they need a different plan of action. It's just your constant rendezvousing with perfect conditions and perfect situations in order for you to fulfill your reason for being. And that's what you are trying to describe to us. You can feel the connection here. You can feel the rightness of it. You can feel the fullness of it. You can feel the ease of it and the sweetness of it. You can feel how delicious it is. And we just want you to not overthink it, to just understand that all that's happened here is that we've accomplished that core grid. And as you move forward from that basis, then there will be endless things that fill in every day that you would describe almost in that same way.
Exactly.
Almost in that same way.
Exactly.
Good.
And it. I was blessed in the way that my brother came into town from Florida, said, "Hey, I'm going to be there. This seminar was going on. Would you like to go with me?" Absolutely.
Grid filling in.
Absolutely. I have been working on all of your philosophies, thoughts, energy direction without having read your book. Have listened to several CDs, and everything has filled in the grid, and this particular seminar was just a reinforcement of where my mind, my heart, my energy has been going in the past 6 months. So it has been an absolute delight.
We think it's wonderful, and we want it to be one example and one example only of the grid filling in.
Absolutely.
Because there are hundreds, if not thousands, of examples, this good or better, that will fill in for all of you every single day.
Absolutely.
It's sort of like people are reaching for peak moments, and we want you to realize how many potentially peak moments you have in a day.
Absolutely.
And what the peak is no resistance, so you're aligning with the fullness of who you are, so you're having a really empowered moment. Sometimes, this is going to feel off the subject, but it isn't. It's right on it. You have experiences with people that you are interacting with where you'll both say the same thing at the same time.
Yes.
And you sort of want to argue about who got there first or whose idea it really was, when what happened was your broader mind was feeding it to both of you and you arrived upon it simultaneously. Sometimes Esther will find herself thinking about Jerry, and then we explain what you were actually feeling was Jerry thinking about you. Interesting, isn't it? So now take that further. So everyone who you've ever known who's made their transition, and many of them that you have not met who know of you, are focused with you in your leading edge, present, powerful moment in time. And many of the ideas that occur to you are you rendezvousing with that powerful point of focus. You see what we're getting at?
Exactly.
And who cares who generated the thought? Isn't what is most important that law of attraction produced a moment in time where it could materialize into something as real as an idea in your own mind? You see what we're getting at?
Yes.
We're not speaking words to you. We're offering vibration. You're the one who is putting it into the word, so the word itself is a manifestation. The bringing together of the thought is a manifestation. The behavior and action are that which just follows still beyond. So in regards to this subject of spirituality, we've been saying for a long time that you were source energy before you came into this physical body, and that a part of you is here, and we want you to now consider that non-physical part that you are allowing here. And don't you want as much rhythm drummer, or as much music musician, or as much poetry poet, or as much artistry artist, or as much scientific understanding scientist? Don't you want as much as you can allow in this moment? And isn't that the happiness that you're all looking for anyway? And don't you have to finally, once and for all, leave behind the bogus idea that you are here being tested? Don't you have to first accept your worthiness, your ownership of all of that before it can be expressed through you, worthy you, in this moment and this moment and this moment and this moment? You say, really good. Really excellent. Good.